News.
It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. Locals are hosting a barbecue tomorrow to support workers at the Tennessee Truck Stop restaurant, which closed due to a fire on Monday. The barbecue is scheduled to take place from 11 a.m. until 4 at the 10-acre truck stop. Other entertainment will include face painting, music, and a classic car and motorcycle show. Nurse practitioners in Ontario will soon have the authority to admit and discharge patients from hospital. Premier Dalton McGuinty plans to make the announcement later today. Nurse practitioners will be able to start discharging patients this July and can admit patients to hospital starting in July of 2012. The Registered Nurses Association says the move will help ease congestion and prevent patients from being stuck in hospital over the weekend. You can vote anytime you've made your decision for the May 2nd federal election. Nick Liard says it's good news, especially for students.
Some students may not have voted in the past because they thought they couldn't outside their riding. But James Hale of Elections Canada explains they are trying to raise awareness for the special ballot.
People live busier lives. They often have conflicts with when the actual voting day is, or when the advance polls are. So what a special ballot allows you to do is take control of the process so you can vote, when you want to.
The special ballot, which has been in place for some time, allows Canadians to mail in their vote to Ottawa to get counted in the election, as long as it's before the May 2nd deadline. For 91X News, I'm Nick Liard.
You can get the special ballot through the Elections Canada website or from your riding's returning office. The Liberals made another election promise today. They want to keep funding health care by 6% a year. New Democrat leader Jack Layton says that isn't good enough.
What we're also going to have to do is take some action right now. We see these other parties coming in and talking about what they're going to do 4 or 5 years from now. What we need is action now to hire more family doctors and nurses, to get more home care in place and more long-term care in place.
The federal government will need to negotiate a new health care accord with the provinces in 2014. The Quebec High School office assistant who acted as a porn actress in her spare time has been fired. Peter Ray reports.
A woman who used the porn moniker Samantha Ardant was suspended last month from a Quebec City area high school after a student spotted her in a porn video on the internet. But on Thursday, school board officials decided to fire her after they were unable to reach agreement on her transfer to another job. Ardant, who was a school board employee for 9 years, told a Montreal radio station she offered to immediately stop her pornographic career. She says she'll be appealing the board's decision to let her go. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 303. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
Rory McIlroy is back on top at the Masters. He's 9-under through 7, pulling ahead of KJ Choi, who is 8-under through 15. Jeff Ogilvie alone is in the third at 6-under through 13. Y.E. Yang is done for the day at 5-under and in a 5-way tie for 4th. Canadian Mike Weir bogeyed the first two holes and is now 7-over through 7. It is doubtful he will make the cut, which is projected to be plus 1. A California billionaire is buying the Detroit Pistons and other properties. Along with the Pistons, Tom Gores will own the Palace of Auburn Hills and the DTE Energy Music Theater. The deal, announced today, must still be approved by the NBA. Canada's Jeff Stoughton has a chance to advance straight to the gold medal game at the Ford World Curling Championship. He will play Scotland in today's 1-2 page playoff game in Regina. Stoughton finished first in the preliminary round with a 10-1 record. The loser of today's game will have to play in the semifinal tomorrow. Ottawa Senators general manager Brian Murray isn't going anywhere. Team owner Eugene Melnyk says Murray has agreed to a 3-year contract. Ottawa has struggled most of the season and is just 4 points ahead of the last-place New York Islanders in the Eastern Conference. And the Wellington Dukes are hosting Oakville tonight in Game 3 action of the CJHL Buckland Cup. The Dukes currently lead the series 2-0. 10 games are on tap in the NHL tonight, with one Canadian team in action. The Edmonton Oilers are playing the Minnesota Wild. In MLB play, the Toronto Blue Jays are in California for a 3-game series against the Angels, and the Toronto Raptors are in Philadelphia tonight for some NBA action. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, clearing and a low minus 3. Saturday, sunny, increasing cloudiness late in the evening, a high 14. Sunday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, high 15. Monday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a low 14. Right now it's 10 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.